Okay, so to make it simple, I'll just do a quick voice recording. Alright, so I'm looking through your questions, right? It's very sorry for the late reply. We've been quite busy recently. So I'll just answer it here. Number one, predefined trading algorithm or flexible rules for opening closing trades. So this actually is a combination of both actually, right? So for the risk management, finding risk management, you will definitely have fixed rules, right? For example, 2% risk per trade, 6% open risk in total, right? Or a certain amount of drawdown a month, right? So those will be definitely fixed rules, right? So in terms of picking out the trade opportunities, the way that I do it is more of a discretionary approach, right? Because currently I don't believe computers, right? And also looking at the funds, right? Unless you are going for high frequency trading, with a specialized hedge fund, right? For a retail trader, you're not going to have that kind of sophisticated software to be able to automate your trading fully, right? So most of the funds, the reason why they can make abnormal profits is because they are using supercomputers, or they have extreme speed because they are connected directly to the exchange, right? So unless you have that kind of edge, your computer algorithm, will not be able to fight against those of the big funds, right? So the method that I adopt is more of a swing trading approach, right? Discretionary swing trading. So you can use some kind of filtering criteria or rules, right? Or screener to filter out, say the top, maybe 5-10 best trading opportunities, right? And then I still find that it's best to manually go and look through those few, right? To decide, because at the end of the day, the human touch is still superior when it comes to, deciding the final trading opportunity. All right, number two, indicators-based trading system or price action system. So for me, I prefer to use price action, right? Because indicators are actually calculated, from price, right, or volume, right? So definitely the indicator will not be as fast as the price itself, because price is based on psychology, behavior, and the actual. So when you interpret the price action, right, you are using, you can see directly how the price correlates with events or things, like news events, right? You can understand behind each price movement, what are the people trying to do, right? Is it buying or selling, right? So but when it comes to indicators, most of the time, it's just this line crossed that line, or is it above or below a certain value. So in a way, you actually distance yourself from the market, which makes it harder to understand what is happening in the market, right? So one way that you can combine both together is actually to use the indicator as sort of an early indication or screener, right? By the end of the day, when you actually want to make the trade, right, you still have to look at the price itself, right? So in a way, indicators are actually meant to be indications. They are not actually meant to be the actual buying and selling signals, right? So that was the purpose, when indicators were created, right? That's why they're called indicators, because they're meant to be indications. But over time, people started using them to trigger the buy and sell signals. Next, technical analysis or fundamental analysis. So for me, I am mainly technical, right? Fundamental is more for if you're talking about looking at financial statements or evaluating a company, that is more for long-term investing, right? So for trading, if you are looking to take a position that's going to last a few days or a few weeks, right, you don't really need the fundamentals don't really matter that much, right? So the only key aspect of fundamentals that I use is probably more short-term fundamentals, right? So things like your news, when you're trading Forex, right, the news is gonna when the news certain news item comes out, it's definitely going to affect the price movement, right? So for example, the non-farm payroll, the FOMC, right? So you'll definitely look at the news to see how the price reacts to the news, when the news is released, right? So that's how I combine both the technical side and the fundamental, right? Although the fundamental, I will call it more economics, right, rather than fundamentals. Hey, number four, backtesting or spontaneous trading. Okay, so definitely for every strategy that you come up with, you need to backtest, right? Because you need to see whether it has worked in the past, right? So that is your best indication that it might work in the future, right? Of course, it is no 100% guarantee, right? So usually the point of what's more important actually is forward testing, right? Meaning after you create the system, you use it in the real time, and then you track the results, right? So after using it a while, you more or less know whether this works, or this doesn't work, right? So for me, when I first started trading, of course, you come up with an idea, a hypothesis, right? And then you test it, right? So for me, like over the past 10 years, I've tested many different strategies, right? So I've come up with the four key strategies which I'm using now, right? That I feel has been tested for many years in a forward testing environment, right? Which I feel that is better than just back testing. Next, manual tracking or automated trading. So for me, I don't really use EAs, right? Mine is more of a manual, right? Because as I said before, the way that I do it is discretionary swing trading, right? So just once a day, or maybe 2 to 3 times a day, right? I would just look through the chart, screen through manually, right? Because I only track like maybe 20 to 30 pairs, of counters, right? So if I take me a few seconds to screen through each one, right, it will take me maybe 3 to 5 minutes each time just to screen through, right? Look for the trading opportunities, right? And if I don't see anything, then I will just go and do something else, right? Come back again later, right? If I do spot something, then I will just take the entry, place the stop loss, the target, right? Then I'll go away and probably I'll come back and check on it, the next day. Right, so using this way, I can limit my total time spent trading to as little as 15 minutes a day. Right, in fact, that's the system that we created, right, the 15-minute system. Right, so the idea is that you don't have to constantly monitor the charts, right? Because you are actually just taking the positions and letting the positions run on its own. Okay, number six, right, long term or short term, or scalping strategies, right? So for me, I'm actually doing what I call medium term, right? So I'm using like a 4-hour chart, daily chart to place my positions, right? And I trade most of the major currency pairs. Right now, we have also included several cryptocurrency pairs. Okay, for the link for the free article or PDF, that you can actually just grab any article from my website, right? If you see anyone that you like. And what are 3 incredibly valuable insights that make transition from novice to successful possible? Well, I feel that for trading, well, there's a one of the simple framework that I use is the 3M model. Right, so basically this is not something that I came up with. It's something that is mentioned in a lot of books, right? That to be a successful trader, you need 3 M's, right? The first being the mindset, right? Because the mindset is the most important, because you need the correct approach, the correct mental approach, the correct temperament, right? Because you need to approach trading from the correct the way that you are just out there to look out for good trades, right? Meaning you're not going to like take a lot of trades every day. You are more like a sniper. You go out there, hunt for the great opportunities, right? And when they do come, right, then you pull the trigger and take them, right? But if they don't, right, then you just continue waiting, right? So in a way, it's a lot of patience, a lot of waiting, a lot of self-discipline, right? Which is why the mindset is really the most important thing, right? So books estimate that it accounts for about 70%, right, of the success of a trader, right? And then the next thing is the second M is the money management, right? So this has to do with doing your proper risk management, calculating your position size, so that you won't blow up your account, right? You optimize your upside, minimize your risk, right? So this is also a very crucial part of trading, right? Which is why it's usually allocated about 20% weightage, right, to being a good trader. And lastly, the third M, right, which gets about 10%, right, is the method, Right. So most people tend to think that the method consists of like 90%, right? While in reality, it only consists, it doesn't consist that much, to trading, right? Because as long as you have learned, you know, sufficient knowledge, right? You have looked through, you have found certain strategies that you can apply, right? The key thing is, you know, to, of course, you need to make sure the strategies are workable, right? And then the key thing is to stick to them, you know, modify them, adapt them as you go along, right? And stick to the risk management, stick to the proper psychology and discipline, right? So that's how, you know, you can actually become a consistent trader, right? Of course, you know, the difficult part, right, as one of the veteran traders has told me, right, is that, you know, sometimes it is very difficult to follow simple rules, right? The simpler the rules, the harder to follow, right? So sometimes people try to be smart, they end up sabotaging themselves, right? So that's it, you know, based on my experience of trading and my own journey, as well as, you know, tutoring many different traders, right, over the years. Okay, so, yep, so that's all I have.